Welcome to the Morning Brief. I'm Sarah. Today we're tracking a moment where AI in education accelerates rapidly in one state, while digital infrastructure collapses in another. Missouri's education agencies announced statewide no-cost access to Google's Gemini for Education and Notebook LM, paired with standards-aligned training for educators, students, and staff. The initiative could potentially reach nearly 100,000 educators and 1.1 million students. However, districts and charter schools retain adoption discretion, and the state says the rollout will emphasize digital citizenship, verification, and data security.
That local discretion is the key tension. When a state rolls out generative tools at that volume, can district training and local guardrails actually keep pace with classroom adoption?
That challenge looks even heavier against what's happening in Springfield, Massachusetts. Schools there extended their closure through Wednesday after officials classified a cyber attack as severe. The district cannot access student health records, transportation schedules, or food service information. District email remains unavailable, and families have been instructed not to use school laptops.
It's an urgent reality check. A district can plan innovative digital rollouts, but if core operational data systems are compromised, schools cannot safely open.
Springfield is not an isolated crisis. MathSpace, the math platform, announced a data breach affecting nearly 1.08 million people. Attackers exploited an unpatched vulnerability in its self-hosted metabase reporting system, downloading records belonging to students, family members, and school staff. Exposed data included names, email addresses, and account details, though MathSpace says passwords and authentication credentials were not exposed.
The critical detail there is unpatched. This was a vulnerability with an available fix that wasn't applied. Districts vetting edtech vendors must evaluate patch management and breach detection on back-end systems, not just student-facing apps.
That kind of risk explains why Madison, Wisconsin is taking the opposite path. Madison schools are continuing to block tools like ChatGPT and Gemini on student devices while conducting an edtech audit. The district paused all new third-party platforms, and officials do not expect a student AI rollout plan until next school year.
Madison is deliberately sequencing governance before access, combining AI rules with an audit of spending, platform inventory, and screen time concerns before adopting tools.
Even when platforms are secure, what are students actually learning? The new report from the American Psychological Association warns that edtech engagement is not the same as learning. Clicks, time on task, and repeated logins indicate engagement, but they do not demonstrate actual conceptual understanding.
That's a vital distinction for school leaders. The report urges evaluating technology around learning science, developmental needs, and meaningful outcomes rather than usage charts. If contract renewals rely purely on how often students log in, districts might be investing in the wrong software.
That developmental concern is showing up in early childhood classrooms too. EdSurge reports early educators are confronting AI-generated video slop in feeds for preschoolers and kindergartners. Inaccurate, nonsensical, and sometimes inappropriate synthetic videos.
Teachers are responding by previewing materials, checking content creators, and helping young children compare synthetic images with real-world reality. Media literacy and AI vetting now have to begin before children can even read.
Turning to national policy, lawmakers are introducing new frameworks. In Washington, the bipartisan AI Labs Act would direct the Department of Education to create or repurpose grants for dedicated school AI labs, hands-on curricula, and educator training, while studying where resources go and how schools use them.
On the vendor side, Anthropic announced Claude for Teachers, offering qualifying U.S. districts free enterprise accounts for educators and staff. It includes single sign-on, role-based controls, and district-level data processing agreements, with Anthropic stating account data won't be used to train models. But districts still need independent reviews of privacy terms and instructional value.
And operations teams are moving beyond classroom pilots. A school transportation news report finds transportation departments using AI for dispatch, predictive bus maintenance, staffing, bell schedules, and budgeting.
Transportation practitioners emphasized strict guardrails, approved tools, multi-factor authentication, human review, and keeping confidential data out of public systems. Operations departments need the same data governance rules as academic classrooms.
Across all these stories, the lesson is consistent. Adoption cannot outpace cybersecurity, learning evidence, and operational oversight. For Eric and Lily, I'm Sarah. Thank you for listening.